Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Strange by Nathan Ballingrud. Read by Sophie Amos.
Doesn't an old thing always know when a new thing comes? Ray Bradbury, And the Moon Be Still as Bright. Part 1. What happened to me? 1. I was 13 when the silence came to Mars, settling over us like a smothering dust. We don't talk about those days much anymore, and most who lived through them are dead. I'm old now, extravagantly old, I like to say, and I'll join them soon enough. Maybe that's why I find myself thinking back on those years more frequently. In the night's long hours, the terror and the loneliness that afflicted us all, and the shameful things we did because we were afraid. Maybe that's why I've been thinking too about old friends and old enemies, about how sometimes they were the same people. And maybe that's why dear old Watson has come to visit me at last, gleaming in the lamplight, full of his own enchanted tales. All my life, I've wanted to write adventure stories, but I've always been more suited to reading than to writing. I never believed my imagination was up to the task. It's only now, close to the end, that I realize I never had to imagine one. My name is Annabel Crisp. This is the story of what happened to me, what I did about it, and the consequences thereof. It was early evening, and we were closing up the Mother Earth diner. Normally, my father liked to keep the place open well into the night. We'd been living with the silence for nearly a year. And during that time, it seemed that more and more people wanted a warm, bright place to be when darkness fell. My family was happy to provide that place. We specialized in good southern cooking. Beans and rice, collard greens, barbecued pork, that sort of thing. And we had our walls covered with pictures of famous Earth cities and landmarks. The silence had imbued those photographs with an elegiac quality, it was true, but that only heightened their appeal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?